It's opening day at the Green Lake Pitch and Putt Golf Course. The course has 9 holes. The clubhouse isn't much bigger than a roadside fruit stand. Admission is less than $10. For the 30th year in a row, the Taich family will be running the place. But last year, the family almost called it quits. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has the story.
Dionne Taich runs the teeny tiny golf course at the south end of Seattle's Green Lake. She and her mom have run it for 30 years, but the land itself is owned by the Parks Department. One day, Dionne received a letter from the Parks Department. It said,
"Thank you for all your years of service, and we have decided not to renew your contract." That was like a sucker punch. I physically felt a blow to the stomach.
Dionne grew up here, climbing the trees while her single mother worked the cash register. Now she's a single parent too. Her 8-year-old son, Joran, plays rounds with the regulars.
Yeah, he's really good, actually. He actually beat us every time.
The thing is, Dionne never wanted running the golf course to be her career.
I visualized myself in a business suit, going to a 9-to-5, and making a lot of money.
9/11 drew her back to her mother and the golf course. Now, the letter from the Parks Department got her asking herself,
why am I doing this? why am I going through all this work and with very little financial payoff?
The Parks Department said if Dionne wanted to keep running the golf course, she'd have to put in a proposal, just like anybody else. That meant she'd have to explain why she was the right person for the job. Dionne went through the motions of applying, but mentally, she prepared to lose. She believed what the Parks Department really wanted was a fancy golf course restaurant, or at least a latte stand. Things she couldn't afford. But if there was a chance she would leave, she owed it to her customers to tell them. So she did. To her surprise, people stepped forward with offers to help. They offered to put in a latte stand.
A couple of our regulars are construction workers, and they said, "Oh, well, I could build you a stand for nothing. Just you buy the supplies and give me a free year of golf."
But Dionne turned them all down. Despite her resistance, the community support continued to flow in.
Customers kept saying, "Well, who do I write to? What can I do? Who do I email?"
So she put up a petition at the golf course clubhouse, a place for people to voice their support. The petition quickly collected almost 900 signatures.
That was a deciding factor that said, you know, I really do want this. And that's what made me put in the proposal of my life.
Dionne spent hours writing her proposal.
I was viewing it as like my dissertation.
She crunched the numbers. She still couldn't put in a latte stand, but she could bring in more snacks and more merchandise. She'd stay late and host regular glow-in-the-dark golf tournaments. She could host birthday parties. Dionne sent her idea-packed proposal of her life off to the Parks Department. And then she waited and waited.
People kept asking and they kept wondering, well, how's it going? Well, have you heard anything?
11 weeks went by with no word from the Parks Department. Then Dionne's birthday rolled around.
I said, I don't think I want to know today, because if it's bad news, that would totally ruin my birthday for life. And then I got an email saying that we had been chosen as the proposal, and I literally cried.
She called her mom. Then she told her son Joran and some regulars he was putting with, and they all jumped up and down together.
You couldn't have slapped the smile off my face. It was a very happy moment. And then there's that moment where you go, wow, what did I just promise to do?
Dionne had promised to change. And once she started changing, she found she doesn't want to stop.
I have grandiose ideas. If we could get some coffee mugs in here that, you know, have some cute little, because I have a lot of cute little phrases that go on in my head, I'd like to turn them into t-shirts.
Sometimes Dionne still reminisces about the path she didn't take, the path of the successful businesswoman. But the truth is, she's become that businesswoman. She may wear secondhand clothes instead of a business suit, but she's fighting for her business, and she's not alone.
Getting that support from people and being able to hear their stories about, you know, how their dad brought them here and they remember me when I was a kid and, you know, they're the grandfather that comes in and gets his picture taken with his great-grandson in front of his name on the winner's board, or, you know, the tattooed out rocker that, like, falls in love with golf because his friends drug him out here one day. Or the kid that gets his first par. I mean, there's so many of those stories. I mean, there's a value on what we do that isn't financial.
I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
We have photos of the Green Lake Pitch and Putt Golf Course and the Tate family at KUOW.org.